peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Very cold temperatures today, with highs only expected around 13 degrees, wind chill values between 1 below and 11 below, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 4 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
You can also learn more about Full Circle Sustainability on Prairie Journal later today. I went to Topeka to visit with the fine folks there. You can hear our conversation and learn all about the services they provide at Full Circle Sustainability on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Join us as we celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend. Mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th. It's a weekend packed with parties, live music, and much more. For a complete schedule and tickets for Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It is cold out there. We are under a cold weather advisory until noon Monday. We're expecting highs today only around 13 degrees. It's 4 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the NPR One. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. How do a bunch of librarians and book lovers celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence? In connection with the Kansas 250 Commission, the State Library of Kansas has created a virtual Kansas 250 bookshelf. State Librarian Ray Walling and Deputy State Librarian Valerie Lamoureux stopped by the KPR studio to talk with me about the project.
The Kansas 250 Bookshelf is a project that we started in collaboration with the Kansas 250 Commission in celebration of America 250. In figuring out what we wanted to do, we mentioned the idea of relying on the Kansas Notable Book.
You can connect with that story and see the bigger picture, and I think that can help bring people to understand that certain things that are happening in different areas of the country happened at the same time that this was happening in Kansas. So it can create that connection, and you can see yourself in America's history.
That's Valerie Lamoureux and Ray Walling of the State Library of Kansas. They're talking with me about the Kansas 250 Bookshelf. For a complete list of books and information about the Kansas 250 Bookshelf, visit library.ks.gov. You can hear a longer version of our conversation on today's Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPER1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER2.
Support for KPER comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Very cold temperatures today. We've got cloudy skies gradually clearing today. Our high today around 13 degrees. It's 2 degrees in Topeka, a wind chill factor of 13 below.
I'm Corva Coleman with these news headlines. More than 100.org.
And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. We'll also have news from the KPR newsroom coming up at 8:04. And then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on This Old House, is your house looking a little blah? We'll hear about some fast, budget-friendly upgrades you can tackle in a single weekend. That's on This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy skies and cold this morning, gradually clearing. Highs today only around 13 degrees. It's 2 degrees in Topeka.
Or otherwise will automatically support the Democratic Party. We have to earn every registration so that we can earn every vote.
Republicans outnumber Democrats by more than 300,000 voters in Arizona. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Dangerously cold temperatures remain over Kansas and much of the Midwest today. The National Weather Service has issued a cold weather advisory for almost the entire state through noon tomorrow, with wind chill values as low as 10 to 20 degrees below zero. A winter storm warning remains in effect for southeast Kansas until 9 o'clock this morning. It's been allowed to expire for the rest of the state as the winter storm moved out of the area. Snowfall amounts across the state range from 1 to 8 inches, with much of the state reporting 2 to 5 inches. Many roads and highways continue to be partially or completely snow-covered. For current information on highway conditions, go to candrive.gov or call 511. In college basketball last night, the 19th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks beat the Kansas State Wildcats 86-62 in Manhattan. Jayhawks coach Bill Self says he was happy to see the streak of three straight losses in Manhattan come to an end.
this is a big game to me personally because it's an in-state game. And I told our players, I said, hell, you're going to be here 1 year. You leave here and nobody talks about it, at least in your world.
Self was back on the KU bench after a one game absence for health reasons. The Sunflower Showdown continues today. The KU women host Kansas State at noon today at Allen Fieldhouse.
For NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
Cloudy and cold this morning, then gradually clearing. Our high today only around 13 degrees. Wind chill values between 1 below and 11 below. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with lows around 8 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper teens. It's 4 degrees in Lawrence with a wind chill value of 9 below. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this cold, cold Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, an internal ICE memo says ICE agents can enter your house without a search warrant. That contradicts years of legal precedent. So can they or can't they? That story coming up at 8:35 this morning on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet, live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org.
Again, it is a brutally cold morning out there. We've got cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradually clearing. Won't warm up a whole lot, though. We're expecting highs today only around 13 degrees. Wind chill values between 1 below and 11 below. It's very easy to get frostbite when you're outside, so keep inside. If you have to go out, do cover up. Partly cloudy and very cold overnight tonight. Lows around 8 below. Wind chill values overnight dipping down to 10 below to 15 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper teens. It's 4 degrees in Lawrence, 2 degrees in Topeka, 2 degrees in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this.
An ambitious Frenchman named Pierre Lafont on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for morning edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Lila Fottle, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Wondering how to celebrate America 250 a little closer to home? Today on A Prairie Journal, we'll hear about the Kansas 250 bookshelf. It's a year's worth of books celebrating Kansas and America. Join me for Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Coming up on Weekend Edition, the Sundance Film Festival is underway. It's the last time it'll be held in Park City, Utah. We'll hear all the buzz from Mandalit Del Barco coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. We have a cold, cold day. A cold weather advisory is in effect for the entire KPR listening area. Highs today only around 13 degrees. Wind chill values between 1 below and 11 below. It's minus 2 in Manhattan, minus 3 in Atchison. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just about a minute and a half away. Kansas and regional news coming up at 9:04. And then stay with us here on KPR for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock. Today on This Old House, looking for some quick fixes to snazz up your house a little bit. We'll hear about some fast, budget-friendly upgrades you can tackle in just one weekend. That's coming up on This Old House Radio Hour at 10 o'clock this morning, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. The time is 9 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.